Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. This is Shaw Gage on Mixed Sunday Mornings 106.5. It's February 16th, 2025. Glad to be here with you this morning. We're going to be talking about the peace of God and how we get that. You know, last week we talked about worry and how we got to get rid of worry in our life, and we need to replace that with the peace of God. So I thought it'd be a great conversation to continue on and just talk about how we get that peace of God in our lives. Looking forward to being with you this morning on Mix Sunday Mornings. Welcome in this morning. Again, this is Shaw sitting with you on Mix Sunday Mornings. We're talking about the peace of God this week. Last week we talked about worry. And how do we replace that worry, and what do we replace it with? As I prayed about it this week and getting ready for this morning, just thought it would be great to talk about that peace of God, which should replace the worry in our life. And we're going to be reading from Scripture this morning in Philippians chapter 4. You know, we were there a couple of weeks ago, and just the Lord led me back to chapter 4 of Philippians. And this is verses 8 and 9. It says this, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." It's right there in those scriptures. Right in those verses, the peace of God will be with you if we focus on those things. Going to break that down this morning as we go throughout the hour. Glad to have you here on Mixed Sunday Mornings. We're in Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. We're going to break down verse 8 right now, where it says, you know, it's talking about whatever is true, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. Y'all, Paul's telling us right here, he's being an encouragement, as he always is, focus on the good stuff in life, right? How often do we hear good news today? You turn on the news, you watch it, and it's depressing. It's all bad news, it seems like. But Paul's telling us right here, we need to focus on the good things, the true things, the right things, the pure things, the lovely things, the admirable things, excellent and praiseworthy. You know, have you ever been around somebody that just has those attributes, or somebody that's optimistic like that, somebody that focuses on the positives? Y'all, it's contagious. And who doesn't want to be around those things? I know I do. For me, there's nothing worse than being around somebody that's pessimistic, somebody that's got the Eeyore mentality of, poor me. And look, in today's world, it's easy to fall into those traps. It's easy to fall into victimhood. But that's not who God created us to be. He created us to be full of joy and to have that peace of God. But sometimes we've just got to get back in tune. You know, we're like a guitar. Sometimes we've been played and we've been played and we've been played and we get out of tune. But every now and then we need to go back and twist those keys and tune ourselves back up and get back into the will of God and have that peace of God. And Paul's telling us right here in Philippians chapter 4, that's how you do it. You focus on the good things. Be positive and have that mindset, because you never know who you're going to impact. I used to tell my students when I taught school, whatever you're doing every day in life, you're either impacting people for the kingdom or you're not. And that's very black and white, and some of my students didn't like it when I'd say that, but I believe that to be true. Are my actions, or my words, or my attitudes, are those building the kingdom, or are they not building the kingdom? Y'all, that's what it's all about. That's what we're here to do. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You can't take anything with you when you go, is the old saying. But years ago, I discovered there is one thing that we can take with us when we go, and that's each other. Be an encouragement to one another. Reach out to somebody. Call an old friend. Maybe somebody you're at odds with. Make an apology. Make that first step. Because you know what? The person that has offended you, they probably don't even know that they've offended you. Life's too short. Get it right. Stay positive. Be encouraged. be back with you here shortly on Mix Sunday Morning. Back with you this morning, Shaw sitting in with you on Mix Sunday Mornings. We're talking about the peace of God. How do we get that? Y'all, number one, we've got to spend time with the Lord on a regular basis. We talked about that a week or two ago. If you and I are in a relationship and we're trying to get to know each other and we don't communicate, we don't talk, we don't listen to one another, we're not going to know each other as well as we possibly could. So you got to spend time with the Lord. I want to share this story with you. My oldest son, Ian, when he was in sixth grade, we were on the way to school one morning. We were talking about spending time in God's Word and praying in our quiet times. And I wasn't where I needed to be at the time. It's something that, you know, I still struggle with to do on a daily basis, but I know when I do it, it's right. But I asked Ian, I said, well, you know, how's your quiet time going? And he said, not very good. And I said, well, what's the problem? And he said, you know, Dad, I just don't have time. And I said, really? You're 12 years old. You don't have time. I understand. So we got to school a little bit early, and I reached above my sun visor of the car, and I pulled down an old envelope, got a pencil out of the center console, and I started doing some math. And I said, Ian, let's talk about time. And this is just a good lesson for me to do. I use this in my lesson plans at school once a year at least, and it's just a good something exercise I'd challenge you to go through and think about what you do in this situation. But I said, Ian, we've got 1,440 minutes in every day. Every day, we're guaranteed that 1,440 minutes, nothing more, nothing less. And I said, what do you do in a day? Let's just walk through your schedule. He said, well, I got to go to school. I said, okay, school or work, that's 8 hours. So we deducted 480 minutes. That put us down to 960 minutes we have left in our day. What else do you do, son? Well, I sleep. 8 hours, that's another 480 minutes. That puts us down to 480 total minutes left. What else do you do? Well, Dad, I've got homework. It's at least an hour. Now, I know he didn't do an hour of homework every day, but I gave him the benefit of the doubt. So we deducted 60 minutes. That put us down to 420 minutes. I play video games or watch TV for about an hour every night. I know that number was probably a little bit higher than the homework, but we'll go with it. That deduction put us down to 360 minutes. Well, you and Mom make me do chores for an hour. Not every day, but I'll give you that. Let's have some fun with it. So we deducted 60 more minutes, and that put us down to 300 minutes. We eat dinner together, Dad. 30 minutes. Okay, 270 minutes left over. What else do you do, son? He said, well, you know, I've got to have my personal time, you know, take a shower, be in the bathroom, whatever I need to do. I said, an hour for that? Okay. That put us down to 210 total minutes left over. Thought about travel time back and forth to school. We said it's 30 minutes each way. That's another total hour each or combined each way. That puts us down to 150 minutes left over in our day. Grocery store, Dad, we got to stop and get groceries, and you like to talk, so you're going to spend an hour in that grocery store. I said, okay, maybe not every day, but we'll go with it. We deducted another 60 minutes. And we had 90 minutes left over. Now, listen, this is a very full day. If you do this every day, you go to school or work every day for 8 hours. You sleep for 8 hours. I wish I could anymore. You do homework or paperwork or bill paying, whatever you got, for 60 minutes. You've watched TV or played your games for an hour. You've done chores around the house for an hour. You've eaten dinner for 30 minutes. You've had your personal time, showering, getting cleaned up. That's another hour. Travel time to and from work or school, that's another hour, and you've been to the grocery store every day for an hour. Okay, we're not doing each of those every day, but that's a pretty full day when you look at it. We still have 90 minutes left over in our day. That's an exhausting day, but you're going to get your 8 hours of sleep because that's already compensated in this deduction. My point to Ian that morning and to myself today, 16 years later after this conversation, we still have 90 minutes left in our day. And we can't give 10 minutes to the creator of the universe. He doesn't want all our time. He just wants some time. Y'all, I challenge you to look at your life, look at your time budget, your minute budget, and break it out. What do you do every day? Are we spending that time on our phones? I know I'm guilty of that. Going down rabbit holes on whatever app may be out there or whatever I'm reading about sports or news or whatever it may be. But at the end of the day, I've got time that I can give the Lord. And I need to do a better job of that. And if we're wondering and we're looking around going, why isn't God using me? Why isn't God speaking to me? It's probably because we're not giving him that time. The more time you spend with somebody, the better you're going to get to know them. And it's the same thing with the Lord. Y'all, 90 minutes. Give him 10. Every now and then give him 20. Maybe give him an hour. See what happens in your life. And I guarantee you, he will bless you in ways you never dreamed possible. We'll be back here shortly. Happy to be with you on this Sunday morning on Mix 106.5. Sitting in with you on Sunday morning, this is Shaw on Mix Sunday morning 106.5. We're talking this morning about the peace of God. We're talking about godly people in our life. We're talking about these attributes of being right and pure and true and lovely and excellent and praiseworthy and being a positive influence on one another. And, you know, in one of the last segments, we talked about time. How are we spending time? Are we spending time where we ought to? I know we all get in busyness of life and lazy seasons and different things where we're not spending our time as wisely as we could. But I encourage you to look into that and just take an inventory of where you are in that. But both of those things go together, and I want to share a story with you about a godly man in my life. And this was my grandfather, Robert Shaw, Bobby Shaw, and we called him Pappy. But he was a godly influence in my life years ago when I was a young teenager in early 20s. And at one point in life, I was spending a lot of time with him. My grandmother had just passed away, and I was spending a lot of time with him and would stay with him from time to time down on the lake where he lived. And I was a young sales guy, had taken a position, and I was traveling, and I was trying to figure out what I was doing and trying to impress people and go, go, go all the time. And I got up early one morning and actually overslept, and I was rushing to get out of the house. And my grandfather was sitting at the table having his breakfast and drinking his coffee, and he saw me kind of walking fast through the house. And he said, "Where are you in a hurry to?" And I said, "I'm late. I've got to get to Anniston. It's an hour and a half drive, and I'm 30 minutes late, and if I don't get there, I may not get the account." And he looked at me, and he said something that really made me stop and think. And he said, "You sit down in this chair right here, and you have your quiet time." I said, "But, Pappy, I don't have time." He said, "Let me tell you something." He said, "If you make time for God, he'll make time for you." And so, begrudgingly, I sat down next to Pappy, and we sat down, and we read some scripture together, and we prayed together, and wolfed down a quick breakfast, and I told him, I said, "Thank you for slowing me down. I needed that." And I got in my truck and I started heading towards Anniston. I got about 25, 30 minutes away from Anniston. I was out on I-20 and traffic was at a standstill. And I said, "Oh no, I'm going to be late. I'm going to be really late." I called the customer, couldn't get a hold of him. Just had to sit there and ride through traffic. And as I came up on what was going on, there was a bad, bad wreck and there was a fatality. And the paramedics and the helicopter had landed on the interstate, and that's why it was so shut down. But eventually I made it to my customers, and I apologized. I was ended up being over an hour late, and I just told them, I said, "Y'all, I'm so sorry." But I said, "Let me share something with you. I want to share with you what my grandfather told me this morning." I said, "Honestly, I was running late." But my grandfather stopped me, and he said, if you make time for God, he'll make time for you." And I said, a couple things hit me that morning. Number one, had I left on time? Or when I was trying to get out of there, y'all, I could have potentially been in that catastrophic wreck. That could have been me that lost their life that morning. And I think about that a lot of times. Sometimes when we don't get exactly what we want, we think it's the worst thing that could happen, or we're going to be in trouble, or we're going to be late. But it could have potentially saved my life that morning. The other thing is, the customer looked at me and said, "Hey, it's all good. We knew people were going to be late, and our schedules are all off today because of that wreck, because it shut everything down for over an hour. So we're okay with it." And, it was a refreshing, it was an honest conversation with what I deemed to be a customer, but later I realized was a friend, and we just began to have those deep conversations about life and what it all is about and meaning and all that good stuff. But I challenge you to think about that this morning. You think you're busy, you think you don't have time for God, make time for him, and I guarantee you he'll make time for you. Spend those few minutes this afternoon, pray, read your Bible. Just sit and enjoy God's nature. You know, when's the last time you sat on the back porch and just had some good breathing time and just prayed and just got quiet and listened? I challenge you to do that. It'll change your life. Happy to be with you this morning on Mix Sunday Morning 106.5. Y'all, we've been talking this morning about having the peace of God. Last week we talked about having joy, getting rid of that worry, getting rid of that stress in our life. You know, God didn't create us to stress out and to be worried and to have all that junk in our lives. But I think what everything coming at us so fast these days and the next headline, the next text, the next email, whatever it may be, whether it's not to pick on social media, but Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, there's just not enough hours in the day to go all the way through every single one of those. And I think it has just conditioned us to the point that we're not slowing down. We're not spending time with the Lord, and we're not spending time with each other, quite frankly, face to face. I think we need to do a better job of that. I know that I do, and I know when I slow down and I stop staying so busy, it seems to get better, quite honestly, because I'm not stressing about those things. You know, I've always said that stress is worrying about things that you can't control. We've talked about that before on the show, that I can't do anything about what comes at me. I can't do anything about what somebody says to me at work or in a restaurant or in traffic, whatever it may be. The only thing that I do control is how I respond to what happens to me. I'm not going to worry about those things. If I can't control it, why should I? God's word tells us that. He tells us again this morning through Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Focus on the good things. Spend time communicating with him. Get to know him on a deeper level. Slow down. Put the phone down. Put the computer down. Turn the TV off. Walk outside. And just sit down and have a conversation with the Lord sitting on your front porch. Get in God's word. But sit down and have that communication relationship with him. And I guarantee you life will get better. You know, Janet stopped me last night. I was coming in off of a work trip. Been gone for 2 days. Was rushing to get in. Hey, we need to hurry up and eat dinner. I've got a 7:30 Zoom call with some guys I'm doing a Bible study with. And she just looked at me and she said, you need to slow down. You need to slow down or you're going to burn yourself out. And I said, you know what? You're right. And we had a good, deep conversation about that. And I just, you know, quite frankly, I was not able to get on my 7:30 Zoom call last night. And I knew she was right. And I slowed down and I spent time with her. You know, it meant the world to her, and it meant the world to me, and it was just the right thing to do. Don't get so caught up that you're so busy in life that you miss all the beautiful stuff right around you. Thanks for being with us this morning. Sunday Morning Mix 106.5. I've had a blast sitting in with you this morning, talking about the peace of God, how we replace that worry in life. And it's just been a great conversation. I appreciate you listening. Tell your friends, tell your family about us. Give us a like on the Facebook page, Mix Sunday Morning. And just encourage you to go and spend time with the Lord this week. Whatever you're going through, it's going to be okay. Jesus loves you. Look forward to being back with you next week. We're going to have a special guest. It's a pretty cool opportunity for me. I get to interview my mother, Kelly Gage. She's been a Bible teacher for Community Bible Study for many, many years. And she's going to come and speak with us next week and look forward to hearing what my mom has to say. Hope you have a great week. Look forward to seeing you back here next time on Mix Sunday Morning, 106.5.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 106.5, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.